Sunday, June 24th. Mark walked through the kitchen where I was and said something to Ross. Ross wasn't around. And I kind of gave him a look, funny look. And he said, "I'm not talking to the wall, you know." Then later on, I was talking to Ross and showing him on the TV guide that there was nothing on television until Mr. Wizard's World, quite a bit later. And Mark was in the other room eating his Cheerios and quiet. And so when I finished this whole thing with Ross, Mark came in and sidled up to Ross and said, "Are you going to watch Mr. Wizard's World?" And Ross said, gave him some reply, like, "Yeah," or something. And Mark was giggling. And Mark giggled again, and he said, sort of as a comment on the whole condition of things, he said, "After news, there's plain old news again." This whole thing is a... This is Mark's comment on the condition of TV. Total boredom. Just nothing on television. Just news. And after news, plain old news again. Anyway, well, that's it.
We're brushing our teeth, and I said, "Colgate." And Mark said, "What color is it?" And Ross said, "White." And he said, "Colgate isn't only white." And Ross said, "Uh-huh." And Marty said, "Used to not." In other words, used to not be. Used to not be only white. You remember some kind of color of Colgate was some other color. 27. Marty said, "Why did you throw the undies away?" And I said, "Because they're ripped." And he said, "Because they're ripped?" He said, "I know why. I'm getting big. And I wear them, and they get ripped, and that's why." That's the reason that they get ripped. It's because of Marky wearing them, and he's getting big, and he ripped them up. Marky said, we told Marky to brush, and he said, it's easier down here to brush. I mean, he wanted to brush downstairs instead of upstairs. They make toilets, and I told him that they poured clay, and they covered it with glaze, and they baked it in a big oven, and they said, "You mean a big, big oven? They have to have a big, large oven." He said, "I don't like the way I look with these things in here." He was telling me he didn't like the way his shirt was tucked into his pants or something.
He said, "You know what?
The robbers had a chance to get our cars."
Ross said, "Maybe they just don't strike," because he thought their cars hadn't been taken away. He had parked them outside. And Ross was talking about the one of the firecrackers that made sort of danced around on the ground. He called it the car, automobile, or the car, because it moved. And he said, "It was crazy when it shot around and did sparks on its own. Does it have a mind?" And I said, "Yeah, it must have." And he said, "Oh, it has a computer. You think it has a computer built in?"
"Yeah."
"Is it alive?"
"No."
"No,
but it's this little miniature thingy that controls the computer."
"Maybe there's this little miniature thing that controls the computer. Yeah." Inside it was hot, not warm. It was warm, not hot, and I bet he was having fun going around in circles. Ross is still on his theory about that there was a mouse. So you really think there was a mouse inside that?
Maybe.
Yeah.
If there was, he's a lucky duck.
Yeah.
And if there was,
really?
No, they only ruled. Huh? They only
like a rat.
But he is a rat.
Wow.
Mom doesn't seem to be going to Hills. And I said, why not? And she said, well, you said that Hills is very good, but she doesn't seem to think so. Are you sure she... Maybe it's just because it's too far away and she hasn't had time, Ross.
Mark was talking about how he could feel the sugar in his... cereal. And then he said, because I guess Celia was looking at the sugar bowl, he said as an afterthought, and fill the little sugars up in the bowl, how much you should.
And why did he say that, Mary? Why do you think?
I don't know why he said it, but I thought it was interesting the way he said it. He said, and fill the little sugars up, pause, in the bowl, pause, how much you should. And he always says, how much you should.
Was the bowl empty? Was the sugar bowl empty?
It was down, yeah.
It was getting down, so.
It was getting down.
It was sort of telling us to do this. This was on July 4th.
Yeah, it was a command, but it was put so strangely.
Yeah. They're saying as much as he always says, how much. And why they're little sugars is not clear.
You sprang our hands and our feet went out.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. We used to swing you.
Remember,
Celia did that to Mark today.
Remember when you had to pump out my tummy?
Oh, yeah.
Our tummy.
Yeah. How many tummies did we pump?
Two.
Right.
And how many medicines did we pump out?
We don't know. How many pills did you eat?
12.
You think so? You think it was 12?
Yeah.
You lied when you said it was 4, huh?
We didn't know.
You didn't know? Oh, well. Glad we pumped out your tummy then.
Yeah.
12's too much for little kids.
Remember.
12 no, for big people?
Was there a lot? Did you keep on eating them forever?
Kinda.
Eating and ate and ate?
Kinda like that.
Might have been 20.
Ooh.
Let me think if I did. If we did.
Okay, think about it.
We might have ate 5 and 1. 6.
In all? You think that's all you ate? Then why did we have to pump your tummy out?
Maybe we ate 500.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Yeah, we did.
We ate 500?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, darlings.
Do you remember on the Ghostbusters when the goose was when he went ah ha shh when he went shh?
Yeah, I remember that.
And he said, "Ready, let's get her."
Yeah.
Oh yeah, right. I remember that.
He said, "Ready, let's
did you guys
get her?"
Did you guys ever call up the Ghostbusters?
Not yet.
How come? What happened?
The phone was busy.
I bet it's going to be busy all the time, yeah.
I bet it's going to be busy forever.
Tell Mommy that we have automatic redial.
Redial?
Yeah, there's a button. You just keep on redialing the same number.
You do?
Sure.
You mean 111?
I know how to clap.
You mean all you got to do is press 11111?
No, just press one button. And it does all those numbers that you punch, you know, 800563295RA.
Oh, we've had that before.
You just press one button.
Oh, we've had that before, Dad.
I know. So if it's busy, you just keep on pressing that button until it's not busy anymore.
Yeah.
That's how it usually works. You'd be surprised.
You mean you stay next to the phone?
You stay next to the phone and punch the button again and again.
Yeah. Has gas bubbles in its tummy and he's in pain. Marky says, well, if one food lands down there, it could pop it. Right, Mark?
Right.
How would the food pop the bubble?
It would land on it.
Mm-hmm.
What? You would land on it?
Yeah.
Land on it might be sharp, he said. Okay, can you find...
If it was a banana.
Oh, only if it was a banana?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I understand.
Mark, I won't swallow a banana with the skin on it. No, I meant with no skin on it.
Wait a second. Could you take your shirt? Aren't you guys hot?
How?
Marky, don't you want to take your shirt off?
I'm not hot. I'm hurting.
You're hurting still?
Oh, well, I'm.
You just want to take your shirt off now?
Goes down.
Okay, Ross, sit up in bed. It'll help a little bit.
It will?
Yeah, does it hurt now?
Yes.
It does a lot? Okay, take off the Mr. T-shirt. There. That'll help. Take off that.
I can't. Oh, do you help?
Marky's in here and said, you have to tell me what button to do. And I said, you're not.
You have to show me which button to do.
No, I don't want you to work on the computer. I want you to sit back and be my darling baby.
Oh.
I don't want to do computer now. I want to do my work.
This is work.
That's not my work. I'm reading my paper. Now you sit back and be my darling baby.
I want to do something.
Then you better leave.
Huh?
Then you have to leave. Get shoes and socks on.
Where are we going?
We're going next door. Hurry.
We're going somewhere, but I don't
know. Marky said, I'm going to play with all my toys. I mean my He-Man toys. Are you going to play with all your toys, honey?
No one.
While they're gone, they're not going. Kitty's downstairs. They're not going today. Everybody's staying home today.
Everybody's staying home.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're going to visit with Cousin Celia, because this is the last day she's going to be here with you guys. Then she's going to go home tomorrow.
Oh.
So you better give her all the love you're going to give her today, okay? If you want to kiss her, you better do it now. He wrapped the napkin around his neck in the old style. I'll show you how to do it, Martin. Tuck it in the back. And he said, I'm ready for dinner. As if he was a little noble lord.
I'm ready to steal this dinner.
Ross, don't do that.
Okay. Marky said, he said, you won because the first one into the garage wins, and you were the first one into the garage, right?
Right.
Okay, we just had a little race into who was going into the garage. And, yes. Marky wants, he doesn't want to come because he's watching some kind of Danger Mouse or something.
He's watching Danger Mouse.
Yeah. He's watching some kind of program on TV. So we're going to go by ourselves. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I love you.
You were telling that tape.
Yeah, I was telling that in that tape, right.
I want to tell something in
the tape. Okay, here's the tape recorder. You talk to it. Don't press any buttons, just talk.
Okay. Let me think of something, okay, Daddy?
Okay, see if you can think of some story to tell the tape.
Once upon a time, there was a bear. And the bear, and it was really the hair bear bunch.
The hair bear bunch?
Yeah.
What are the hair bears?
The hair bear bunch.
Are they like the Care Bears? Or they got a lot, they're meaner than the Care Bears, right?
No, it's the Care Bears. No, it's the Care Bears. But, once upon a time there was the Care Bears, and they kicked and whipped and shit.
What?
They kicked and whipped and shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What else?
Made holes of grass. And then they jumped and jumped and jumped. into a pot. And they were burning into nice, more Care Bears. And then there was something jumping around, but they didn't know what it was. But it was a big, big, big.
A nice thing?
A nice, big, 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 big giant. And then it stomped right on a bad guy and said, "Oh, I'm crazy." And then someone jumped in the pit.
Uh-huh.
But it was a giant. That was okay. But it was a giant. And then someone walked up the stairs and said, "Hey, who goes there?" And then someone come down and said, "A guy shopping."
Marcy?
What?
What about Ghostbusters? Do you remember the whole story of Ghostbusters?
And that was the end.
That was the end?
Yeah.
Do you remember the story of Ghostbusters?
I remember one part.
Okay, what happened?
Well, A Ghostbuster said, "Shh."
Yeah.
And I turned it on a tape recorder. And it went into your ear too. Let me think of something else, okay? Sometimes I go to camp. Our cat has to eat a hamburger meat. Because it has a bad stomach, and the doctor told us to give it hamburger meat.
Got it right.
I have a lot of stuff to tell it.
What else do you have to tell it?
I have to tell it that we're already here for the hamburger meat.
Right.
We're already here for the hamburger meat.
Okay, what else?
I taped off my seatbelt.
Okay, come with me. Come this way.
Come with me. Come this way.
You're going to get to carry the tape recorder, okay?
Don't forget your tape recorder. You're going to bring the tape recorder.
What are we going to give? What's the name of the tape recorder? Want to give the tape recorder a name?
Speeding Jerk.
Speedy Jerk?
Speedy Jerk.
Okay. Don't drop the tape recorder, okay?
You mean speedy
Don't
jerk.
Drop tape speedy jerk, okay?
Okay. You mean speedy.
Speedy, don't drop speedy. Tell speedy what you did today.
Speedy, I did, I just wanna, hold my dad's hand.
What?
I have to hold my dad's hand.
Okay.
And there's always lines.
Well, tell Speedy what you think is in there.
What's in there?
What's inside Speedy?
Wires.
There's a little man in there, right?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, there's a little man that can talk.
Uh-uh.
He copies you.
There's wires in here.
No, he copies you. Speedy copies you all the time. If you talk, Speedy can say exactly what you said.
If you talk, Speedy says exactly what you say. I saw that in the tape recorder.
And what did the tape recorder say?
He said nothing.
You want to hear what he said? Let's play him back.
You have to press...
Press the button and he'll talk back to you. You want to hear him talk back?
No.
Okay, you want to hop in?
I'll...
You want to be darling baby?
I'll be in here.
Don't you want to be darling baby up top?
No, I'll be down here.
Okay. Don't put your fingers in the wheel. This is a bumpy one. Let's get a better one.
Okay.
Dragon for Martha.
Here's a good one. That's a good one, Mark.
But you know what?
Go ahead, get in this one.
It showed a gremlin thing when it's a baby.
Which one's a gremlin, baby?
Well, I mean, when it's nice and cute.
Oh, you meant it's Mowgli?
I meant they showed Mowgli.
They showed nice little Mowgli?
Yeah.
I see.
Not mean.
Not mean gremlin, right?
Right.
Nice Mowgli. Right?
Yeah. It showed a picture of one of them. One of the Mowglis. It showed a picture of one of the Mowgli's.